This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Have you given much thought to the afterlife of your Christmas tree? Your city might recycle it into compost or mulch, or it might rot in a landfill, releasing methane, a potent greenhouse gas. But seen through the eyes of a chemical engineer,
I thought, okay, this could be a good resource.
Cynthia Cotti of the University of Sheffield. She says the needles are 85% lignocellulose, a tough, woody material. But using heat and cheap solvents, Cotti says she can transform pine needles into a liquid product called bio-oil, which contains glucose, acetic acid, and phenols. Useful stuff.
Glucose is used as sweetener in the food industry. Acetic acid is mainly used for the manufacture of paints and adhesives. It is also used for the manufacture of vinegar. So basically, the vinegar you use in your home is diluted acetic acid. And phenol is also used in the manufacture of certain medicines.
Breaking down pine needles also yields a solid byproduct called biochar, which Cotti says can be used to drive other chemical reactions. And although Christmas trees are only available seasonally, she says the same techniques could be used year-round on other agricultural waste like corn cobs and sugarcane stalks. The goal, she says, is ultimately zero waste.
It would be an interesting way to decorate your house for Christmas and also get some paint from the acetic acid that you could use again to paint your house. That is to decorate it while Christmas is over.
Which could give a whole new meaning to deck the halls.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.